As we all know, quarter four can be a little insane on Amazon. As sales volume increases tremendously, so do other variables like storage fees and keyword bid rates on your PPC campaigns. This is why with over 400 million products to sell on Amazon, new and experienced sellers experience the most hardship during this time of year. But what if someone else did the entire process for you and delivered it in an easy to read report? Well, today we're putting that exact service to the test and I'm giving you my honest feedback. If you aren't familiar with this service, it's called Seller Hook and it's by AMZ Scout. I'll go over every product they sent me, and like most videos, I've saved the best product for last, so make sure you stay tuned to the end. If you find any value to this video, make sure to give us a much appreciated like, and more importantly, if you're interested in this report from Seller Hook, I'll make sure I put a link in the description below. Now let's get started. Before we start going over the products that were sent to me, it's important to note that these products were generated off data and research for quarter four within Amazon. This is important to note because you'll see on the first page of the report of how it was generated from the different categories to be chosen from, the price range of the products, and most importantly, the demand and competition figures. Another important factor I want to share before we start is how we'll be ranking these products. All too commonly, I see new sellers looking to make a decision on choosing a product based off one factor and one factor only. For example, sellers may see a high sales volume and decide to launch the product based off that one factor alone. After launching the product and seeing other variables like levels of competition, their profit margins become thinner and thinner as they compete with other brands. Today, we'll be focusing on an array of factors to make sure that it's worth your time and investment. The product coming in at number 5 on our list are these mug storage boxes. Now, like we touched on before, we're using an array of different variables to determine how good the product is. In this video, we'll be focusing on profit per unit and net margin percentage. AMZ Scout makes this extremely easy with their free profit calculator that you can use alongside right on the Amazon platform. You'll open the extension on the product you're interested in. You can see here from the first section, you'll put in the product cost. This is the cost you'll be paying from your supplier for a singular unit. AMZ actually has a find the best supplier button that once you click on will bring you right to Alibaba to find a supplier with the best price and product. You can see here that I was able to find the mug storage box for around $4 per unit. The next figure is the shipping cost. Again, this is what it will cost to ship that singular unit to the Amazon Fulfillment Center. I can tell you from experience that a product this size in bulk is about $1.50 per unit to ship to Amazon. Normally, this is when you reach out to all the different suppliers and compare and contrast all the different shipping options and pricing. The next figure is the CPC cost. This is what you should allocate towards each transaction in regards to your advertising cost. I always like to play it on the safe side and say a higher figure of around $2 per transaction here. Lastly, you want to input a monthly sales figure that again is given to you on the Seller Hook report. For this product, the average monthly sales is around 780 units. After inputting all those figures, you can see the profit per unit is right around $2.24 and the net margins is right around 12%. The products coming in at number 4 on our list are these sunset projection lamps. With a list price on Amazon of $14 and a manufacturing cost of $2 from Alibaba, the profit per unit came out to around $2.20 and a profit margin right around 17%. This is a perfect example of how you can see how two different products have similar profit per product figures, but with a lower manufacturing price and higher sales volume, one of those products will yield a higher percentage of success. And the products coming in at number 3 on our list are these crab cracker sets. With a profit margin of almost 20% and a list price on Amazon of $18, this product really will stand out to all those seafood lovers. Now, it's worth noting on products that have multiple units within the package that you need to take your time computing the profit margins and really get clarification from the supplier when determining how many units are in a package. The product coming in at number 2 on our list are the suction bath toys. With a list price on Amazon of almost $20 and a manufacturing cost of around $3 per unit, the profit margin is right around 30%. Before we get into the final and best product from our list, I wanted to take a moment to say if you're finding value from this video, make sure to like, and if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe. Every week we put out content just like this to really help elevate your business. And finally, the number one product from our seller hook rapport are these stackable water bottle holders. With an average list price on Amazon of almost $33 and a manufacturing price right around $4, you can see the profit per unit to be around $11 and the net profit margin to be around 33%. As you can see, it's definitely worth noting the different profit percentage margins between these different products, as well as the different profit per product on these different products. This is one of the reasons I love Amazon, is it can be very individualized. You can go in many different paths dependent on your available capital or the different business models that you want to follow. If you have any questions about the process that we covered today, make sure to comment down below and I'll get you going in the right direction. And lastly, again, if you're interested in the seller hook service, I'll make sure I put a link in the description. I think it's a really good starting point for your product research.